I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, one consular talks about how she helps people keep their homes and sometimes even their sanity. But first, if you love eating, cooking, or just enjoy watching TV shows about food, then you probably have come across Top Chef. That's the program that introduces executive chefs with memorable meals and unique personalities in weekly contests for prize money and the singular title Top Chef. Well, the drama of season 5 concluded last week with some heartbreak. Chef Carla Hall Lyons, an overwhelming fan favorite, fell short of the winning title. By fan vote, 65% felt she should be the top chef, but the final selection is left to an expert panel of judges on the show. Well, Carla's distinctive focus on flavor and refreshing approach to the kitchen, which she called cooking with love, made her a standout. She also has the distinction of being the first African-American ever to make it to the top 3 finalists in the show. So today, we decided to catch up with Carla Hall Lyons and learn more about this chef and her life back in the real world. And Carla joins us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome to the program and congratulations.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's great to be here.
Well, great to have you. First, you made it to the final 3, but throughout the competition, you were the underdog. You were the optimist, though, and very easygoing. And I want to play a short clip of you when you learned that you were going to the semifinal round.
I just feel like I was this tortoise, and I've been picking up speed, and I'm like, oh, see ya, see ya. That's how it feels, that I'm just, like, coming ahead. It feels amazing.
That was pretty awesome. Did you ever think that you would make it as far as you did?
In a word, no.
And what do you think got you there?
I think I would have been happy to get to the top 8. Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly difficult. When I came home after taping, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, my husband's like, well, how was it? Without telling him anything, I would just say, it was hard. Mm-hmm. And my prayer for myself was to get over the nerves and actually do what I do, cook and put the love in the food and have people taste my spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Carla, Top Chef lovers know you for your enthusiasm and your down-to-earth attitude towards making dishes on the show, but we don't know much about who you are as a caterer based in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So tell us how you got your start in the food business. I understand that that wasn't how you really started your career.
No, actually, I went to Howard University, and I majored in accounting, and that was only after I decided not to major in theater because I got a little scared about not having a job after spending a lot of money for an education. You know, I'm so darn practical. And so I majored in accounting. I left Howard, and I went to work for Price Waterhouse in Tampa. And I hated my job, but I always was excelling. So even though I had left Price Waterhouse, I was still trying to pass the CPA exam. When I finally passed the exam, I'm like, okay, great, now I can move on to something else. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what that something else was going to be. I had done fashion shows at Howard, and I was sort of moonlighting as a runway model in Tampa, Little Tampa. So I said, you know what, I think I'll quit my job because I met some girls who, you know, we're off to Paris. I said, you know what? I think I'll quit my job and go to Paris. That okay. Sounds like a good idea.
All right.
And it really was because what I was searching for, and it wasn't necessarily food, I was searching for falling in love with a job. My biggest mm-hmm. fear was hating my job at 40. So I literally fell into food. I started buying cookbooks, and the recipes were like puzzles to me. Mm. So I then was preparing food, and as a fluke, I started taking lunches to a friend and at her job, and her employer says, oh, do you have a business? And I said, yes. And so, what's the name? I made up a name. I said, the lunch basket. Said, oh, well, when will you be back? I'll be back tomorrow. And within a week, I had 7 clients. Within 2 weeks, I had 14.
Wow.
And I did that for 5 years. I literally was the sandwich lady walking around schlepping sandwiches. I was better than the mailman. I was out there, you know, every day, snow, sleet. And then I went to culinary school and got the theory. And I guess the rest is history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's your favorite food?
Oh, peas.
Peas.
I love peas. I also like hamburgers. I love a good burger, good juicy burger. My husband teases me for some of the holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, we have the big dinners. I love sides. So, you know, dressing and greens and sweet potatoes, those kinds of things. I don't make them often, you know, two times a year, but I love them.
Carla, you cook a variety of styles of food, but as the highest finishing African American in this Top Chef competition, I was wondering if you felt any pressure to present a certain kind of menu, especially with Southern or African American cuisine.
No, not at all. I think that as a caterer, I don't do a lot of Southern food. Most of my food is very classic, very clean. A lot of people would describe my food as being very light, where they can taste the ingredients. I would say I like comfort food, but that is not limited to quote-unquote soul food. Comfort food could be Indian food for a bunch of Indians, or East Indians. It could be some kind of spring rolls or street food for Thai or other Asian people. So what I really wanted to do was just to give people a food memory. And, you know, as you talk to people and you play off of people's energy, you realize, you know, what is going to make them happy. And sometimes it's very intuitive, and I don't really plan it. I just say, you know what, I know what I should put in this dish. And it's something that they like, but it's just picking up on this energy that and just pops into my head. I can't explain it.
Well, now that the show has ended, you are back in D.C. Your business is in the D.C. suburbs and back at your catering business. What changes for you?
You know, I will continue to cater. I am looking for space in D.C. to move my catering company into D.C., and I'd like to incorporate having a chef's table actually in my space. It's the best of both worlds for me. I get to, a couple of times a month or four times a month, you know, decide that I'm going to have a chef's table and actually do a multiple course dinner for a group of people. And the other thing that I'm interested in doing is a line of sweet and savory cookies, little petite cookies that up to this point, mostly our clients have enjoyed, but they haven't been available to the general public.
I can tell you, you're going to have a line for that chef's table for sure.
I would love to have you there, Cheryl.
Well, thank you. Carla Hall-Lyons is the chef and owner of Alchemy Caterers. She was most recently a finalist on the Bravo TV series Top Chef, and she joined us in the studio here in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
To hear about Carla's famous recipe for peas and hear more about her emotional finale at Top Chef, please go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore.